In Wisconsin last night, Tim Michaels won a contentious Republican primary for governor thanks in large part to an endorsement from former President Trump. Now Michaels faces Democratic Governor Tony Evers in what's expected to be one of the closest watched races in the country. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports, Evers says Michaels can't run from his pro-Trump rhetoric.
Battle lines were drawn in Wisconsin's Republican primary for governor, and it wasn't hard to tell which side people were on. GOP candidate Rebecca Clayfish had former Vice President Mike Pence and former Governor Scott Walker supporting her. But Tim Michaels had the X factor.
You have the opportunity to vote for true conservative warriors, starting with the next governor of Wisconsin, Tim Michaels.
Former President Donald Trump's endorsement of Michaels was everywhere. Trump held a rally for Michaels in Wisconsin last week, and Michaels bragged about the endorsement in TV ads. In his victory speech Tuesday, he thanked Trump for his support.
He wanted to drain the swamp. We found out it's a really big swamp, and I know that Madison needs firm executive leadership, and that's what I'm going to do as governor.
With Michaels' win, University of Wisconsin-Madison political scientist Barry Burden says it shows Trump remains powerful here.
Donald Trump continues to be a real change maker in the Republican Party. His endorsement of Tim Michaels probably helped put Michaels over the top in the governor's race.
But that was the primary, and Burden says things are going to change.
Now that we move into the general election phase, Trump is probably a drag on many Republican campaigns, at least statewide ones. This is a competitive state where the winner might win by a slim margin. Trump is not viewed well by the public.
In 2018, Democrat Tony Evers beat Walker by around a percentage point to win the governorship. Wisconsin's governor's race is one of just a handful nationwide expected to be toss-ups this year. Speaking to reporters this morning, Evers said Michaels' relationship with Trump will remain a campaign centerpiece.
Trump owns him. He owns Trump. Oates is connected to Trump. That's his problem. That's not mine.
Governor Evers says Michaels is on the record on key issues that are out of step with most Wisconsin residents. For example, during the primary, he questioned President Joe Biden's 2020 victory.
The idea that he might try to become, he being Michaels, a moderate Republican, is just beyond belief now.
There are signs that Michaels is already trying to thread that political needle. His Tuesday night speech included new material pledging to work with Democrats to get things done. And as Evers continues to try to link Michaels to Trump, the Michaels campaign will return the favor and try to link Evers to President Biden. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.